Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. A special shout out to everybody in Denver, 710 KNUS in Denver. We appreciate you guys, and thanks very much for sending us the emails and all that great stuff. We try to get to them all as we receive them. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, remember, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, too, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram, all as Captain's America. Go over there, type in Captain's America, any one of those, and you'll come up with us. Now, we're also with our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see what we have to offer, and you can sign up and you can get all the information as it gets sent out when I post it during the course of the day. Just like Denise Simon and her website, founderscode.com, sign up for her stuff, and when she posts something out there, boom, you get it. All right, good morning, good morning, good morning, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, and here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
All right, let's find out what this is all about. Now, a lot of people, and I tend to agree, we had the discussion, China is blowing smoke, but they're saying something, blowing smoke or not, that's just crazy. Now, they've heightened the warning to the United States, and this is in lieu of the Pelosi visit to Taiwan. They've threatened to arrest Speaker Pelosi when she arrives in Taiwan. I have no idea how they're going to do that.
Well, first of all, nobody's even sure she's going to Taiwan.
That's okay? Right.
The Biden White House and I guess those in the Department of Defense
yep.
have urged her not to visit Taiwan.
Correct.
Now, they're supposed to be Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, and Singapore, and then she's going to spend some time in Hawaii. So this sounds like a swan song to me. But anyway, what China has said is that there would be forceful measures. We don't know what forceful measures is. Of course, that's just the way that China does things. But this is also coming from the Chinese foreign ministry. It would undermine China's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Well, I can't tell you how many other American politicians have gone to Taiwan already. So, you know, China has some dominion over Taiwan, and they keep threatening, but I don't see China sending in some kind of force into Taiwan if she does, in fact, go to arrest her. So the story, you know, whatever.
Bluster. We'll call it bluster.
Okay, you can call it that.
Okay, now Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader in the House, has said that the United States has an emergency on energy, not climate change.
Correct.
So what do we do now, Chief?
Well, I guess you have to ask him, and you have to ask this Biden White House, the EPA, the Department of Energy, Department of Transportation. You know, they're all complying to some White House memo that we're weaning ourselves off of fossil fuels, period, end of report. So, and that includes forcing it on the military. So, you know, we're replacing our military vehicles, including tanks, I might add,
mm-hmm.
with turning them into electric vehicles. So they're going battery. Now, that's going to be kind of interesting because we don't know what the range is of those batteries. And once they get to, you know, 70 miles out and they need some more juice, where are they supposed to plug in?
You are talking a 40 or 50-ton tank.
Yeah.
That's going to draw a lot of power to go anywhere.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm. But I mean, let's see just how stupid it all is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Now,
and I would argue we've already found out that what, these batteries in consumer vehicles, you know, just regular citizens' vehicles are what, 15,000 or somewhere in that range?
That's right.
What would they be? Because we know how the Pentagon likes to spend more money than on something than it really should cost. So what would it be? $60,000 batteries? Well,
at least.
Okay. So now you have turned a military vehicle into an asset that decreases on paper, but costs more money because they're going better.
I get it. Okay, Bill Barr over the weekend said something very interesting. The United States needs to treat the Mexican cartels like ISIS.
Well, you know, he's saying the right part out loud.
You bet.
And he's exactly right. You know, I've mentioned that on your show. I didn't say like ISIS, but they should be classified as a terror organization.
You bet.
But you know, Trump had the opportunity to do it to see that it got done when he was president, and it didn't happen because of pressure.
Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Alrighty, we'll be right back talking to Denise right after I tell you this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O, has been saving people money for about 85 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, spelled GEICO.com, can help you find coverage for just about everything you own. They offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle you got, the ATV, the boat, maybe even the RV. And where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance together with your automobile insurance, and you will save a bunch of money. So go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, to find out more. All right, back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, it's fair to assume that Dr. Birx was in somewhat of a plan with Dr. Fauci. I don't know why she could have stayed there as long as she did, unless there was something where the two of them agreed on at least a little something. But according to a story that came out over the weekend, and then another one that came out just before that, Dr. Birx, the other half of the Donald Trump COVID-19 advisory team, though she's rarely drawn the same ire as Fauci, there's little reason to believe she wasn't just as duplicitous. Now, Dr. Birx is busy promoting her new book, and in it, it contains several brazen admissions of dishonesty, including misleading the Trump administration by disobeying orders and altering reports.
Well, I'm not sure I necessarily know where to go with this one. I can't defend anything that Fauci and Burks did or said by a long stretch. But, yep, she has written a book, and she's out there promoting it. But I would also say this. We are finding out in short order just how much this team manipulated not only the Trump White House, but manipulated America and policy and posture. And I don't think that that can be denied. But I will give some of this maybe a little bit of a break, especially during the very initial outset of this, because remember, it was 2 weeks to slow the spread. And we complied. The world complied to that. But they didn't know anything else. So it was a panic decision to do a 2 weeks to slow the spread, because they didn't know what else to do. Or at least were told they didn't know what else to do.
Mm-hmm.
But and that may be true, because nobody was really paying enough attention to what was happening around the world. And we pay government, we pay these agencies, we pay these doctors, we pay money into universities that, you know, study all these big dollars to get things as right as they can possibly get them. And I'm going to blame some of this going back to the Obama administration, because remember, he took out all of our CIA operatives.
Mm-hmm.
He terminated those relationships. And I think if that had not had happened, we would have been a lot closer to what China was doing in Wuhan or wherever else. I think that Burks and Fauci manipulated the Trump White House, and then media manipulated the Trump White House as best as they could.
Mm-hmm.
Put a whole bunch of pressure on them. You know, you better do this, you better do that, this is life and death. I mean, remember, we had a big, huge crisis over ventilators, and they weren't getting this. We weren't getting PPE. The stockpile was empty, and then we find out why it was empty, and you know, all these other kinds of things. So I think China probably figured out, because they have operatives here in the United States, they probably figured out how and what to do to put the world at risk, and they did, and we didn't know what to do to react.
All right, I'm going to go to Backgammon Bob. I'm going to go to Backgammon Bob. He's on the phone here. So Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Sir, Ken, I heard what you were talking about, the congressman that says we ought to treat the Mexican cartels like ISIS.
That wasn't a congressman. That was not a congressman. That was our former Attorney General, Bill Barr.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, yeah, that's good. Anyway, I totally agree with that. I think we ought to send our SEAL teams in there to take out some of those people, send in drones, just like we did with ISIS, to make strikes against their camps, leaders, positions like that. We got to treat it just like it's a war, because they're invading us, and we need to take those people out. That's it, Captain.
Okay. Denise, there's a couple of problems with that. Number one, we can't just fly into somebody else's country and attack, even though they're bad guys, attack the cartels. So where do we go? We have to go through the government, right?
Actually, that has happened before.
Sure.
We have done those kinds of things. But we don't have the will or the guts under the Biden administration to go to the leadership of Mexico and say, hey, this is the consequence. And if we're going to give you X amount of time, and if this isn't happening, then this is what we have to do. That's just not going to happen. So, I mean, we need to face the reality.
All right. I'm not sure who this is on the line, so I'm just going to take this as a cold call. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. This is Eric in East Tennessee. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick comment regarding Dr. Burks, Fauci, and the Death Star, so to speak. I find it hard to believe that people are still believing any of this 30 months into it regarding the coronavirus, COVID-19, et cetera. You know who's a big player in this? It's China. Is anyone talking about getting to the bottom of the origins of this? No, they're playing hot potato with it because the United States and China are National Institutes of Health, both in China and in the United States, have their hands dirty with this stuff. Are we expected to believe that President Biden, in his almost an octogenarian, with his already immunosuppressed, immunosenescent of his immune system because of his age, didn't just catch the normal creeping crud from flying and dry in a low humidity oxygen air environment in a pressurized cabin, just like everybody else does who does extended airline travel? They're already susceptible to coronaviruses. That proves Dr. Burks and everything.
Okay,
like
I got a minute left, so I'm going to let Denise answer that.
Yeah, roger that. I appreciate it, sir. Simplify.
All right, thank you. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, that's what I was trying to say, is I go back to the Obama administration where China was actually assassinating some of our operatives. And so Obama just closed the entire CIA down, if you will. And if he hadn't done that, we wouldn't be where we are today. I would argue that we would have known exactly what was going on in not only Wuhan, but, you know, every other cockamamie place. So, there's lots of blame to go around here, for sure.
Well, I agree, and we may never know.
Well, we can know. There lies the heck of it all. We absolutely can know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's fascinating that this administration or this Congress under Democrat leadership won't hold hearings.
Okay, enjoy yourself on the mountaintop today. Stay cool. Get an extra fan out.
Okay.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. We'll be right back. Military and Veterans News segment coming up.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Speaking with ABC's This Week, Illinois Republican Representative Adam Kinzinger delivering harsh criticism for House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who Kinzinger calls a liar by supporting the former president to save his own political career instead of speaking out against the horrific attack against his colleagues on January the 6th.
What are you going to stand for in your life? You know, are you going to go out being known as the guy that enabled a failed coup?
Or are you going to be the guy that goes out standing up, right? Goes out saying, I'm going to do what's right. He very likely could have survived this.
The Pope is traveling to Canada, and when Pope Francis apologizes to indigenous groups on Canadian soil this week, he'll make another effort toward healing harms inflicted at church-run residential schools. Many of the apologies on behalf of Christian denominations are for grave offenses, genocide, sex abuse, slavery, war, and more. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first edition of the Monday morning military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. NAA.edu is the place to go. NAA.edu. Go to the website, check it out. There'll be a quiz after I come back. National Aviation Academy is going to tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will teach you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Well, the first one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater, Florida. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you want to go over to the website, if you haven't already been there, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go over there, check out what they have to offer, and then call them at their phone number, 800-659-2080, That number again, 800-659-2080. Call them and ask to take a tour of either one of those facilities, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass. Now, in taking the tour, you will be able to talk to students, you'll be able to talk to instructors, and you'll be able to talk to the people that handle the student loans and the money situation there at the National Aviation Academy. They'll be able to answer your questions, veterans coming out of the service. If you haven't used your educational benefits yet, this will be a great place to find out how to go about doing it. They'd be happy to work with you. And veterans that have used some of your benefits but have some left and don't know how much or what kind, they can also help you with that. Now, for the generic student that just wants to apply for a student loan and go through the school that way, that's fine. But again, go to naa.edu, save yourself some trouble. There'll be a form there for you to get. Fill it out and then send it either online or in person via the mail, or take it to the campus, whatever the case may be, to the school that you want to go to. Either the one in Clearwater, Florida, the one in Concord, Mass. You could make it into your trip to come visit the campus and see what it's all about. And again, their phone number is 800-659-2080. I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of people that have become aviation maintenance technicians are damn glad they did it, because it is a career second to none. Planes have to keep flying, all kinds, all types, all sizes. They have to keep flying. It's part of what we do in America and around the world. And you can wind up with a job almost anywhere. They're available all around the world. And being that you would be certified and trained by the National Aviation Academy would be a good thing. Now, Marines aboard the two ACVs that rolled over in the high surf in California, another almost for the Marines who paused the amphibious combat vehicle waterborne operations following the rollover in high surf in California. Now, the Marines aboard the two ACVs were able to evacuate, and no injuries were reported. They were just plain flat-out lucky. And we're glad to say that no one got hurt. Now, sailors waiting for months for separation orders, with bills growing and lives being put on hold, I don't know what the delay is, but the Navy is taking a long time to get these people out of the Navy. Thousands of dollars in expenses mounting up for many. Their life has been put on hold because they can't go off to do what they planned on doing, because they're still technically in the Navy. And I really think that there could be some interesting legal actions going on here to help out the guys and gals that are having this problem. Now, the top U.S. general, Air Force general, in the Middle East warned that Iran-backed militias could once again resume attacks in the region against the United States and its allies as tensions rise, assaults that could lead to a new Middle East escalation, which is exactly what the bad guys want. They want to drag us back in there again. Whether or not it'll happen or not, we don't know. Now, the Air Force plans to fly the new B-61 bomb on the F-35A and other fighter and bomber jets as its new nuclear bomb program has been audited by the military watchdog, and they're making some adaptations to it. In addition, the U.S. Army's floating equipment and its stockpile in the Indo-Pacific Theater was put to the test for the first time in exercises in the Philippines, revealing the changing nature of how the service's prepositioned stock is used, according to Brigadier General J. Bartholomew. Don't know if they passed the test or not. We'll have to assume maybe they did. Now, the Wiesbaden-based 56th Artillery Command, which went online in November 2021, was put in charge of Dynamic Front, an annual NATO drill. And boy, did they shine the reactivated U.S. Army Artillery Command in that training. Now, South Korea and the U.S. is going to resume major field training during combined military drills. South Korea and the United States will resume their long-suspended live fire field training during their joint military drills this month, Seoul's defense ministry said, as they work on curbing North Korea's evolving nuclear and missile programs. And the Ukrainian Air Force says their Air Force needs Western fighter jets, and the U.S. apparently is preparing to help. The U.S. Air Force is working on how to decide to best train Ukraine's pilots for the embattled nation's Air Force looking to modernize. That could be interesting. We'll see. We're certainly going to keep our eyes on it. Let's put it that way. Now, since early March, a cohort of the U.S. service members and a rotating crew of multinational partners have set up shop in the U.S. European Command headquarters to ensure that equipment gets from the donor nation to Ukraine's doorstep. That doesn't always happen. Every now and then they might lose an APC or a Humvee or might even lose a tank along the way. It is what it is. Welcome to the real world of keep your numbers together. All right. Stay right there because we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Monday morning.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, thank you very much, Señor. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, don't forget the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, all veterans, and first responders too, along with church pastors, get tremendous deals afforded them on vehicles. Now, they also have Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And this is why Moss Family Automotive gets so many people from out of the area that are listening to this particular show. And we're happy when you come to town and they tell us you're coming, we'll come up there and shake your hand if you tell them the captain sent you. Now, if you do that, you'll get some special treats along the way, too. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out. See what they have to offer. It could save you literally thousands of dollars. And used vehicles are worth more money than you think right now. So, check it out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And tell them the captain sent you. All right, Mr. Watchdog, how are you?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm having a pretty good day myself here. Weather's not too bad. It's not scorching hot right now, but then again, it's not cool. It's been 82 degrees all night long.
I spent the weekend in Delaware at my son's lacrosse tournament, and on turf, you got that crumb rubber on the turf, which is black. And it was 100 degrees. It was brutal. Absolutely brutal. I can't tell you how many cases of water we went through. Oh, man.
Wow. Well, our Commerce Secretary, the former governor of Rhode Island, Gina Raimondo, said that there is a chip shortage, but there's no price tag for national security. She can't say what it's going to cost for national security.
Well, I mean, the Biden administration, along with the Democrats, are pushing this CHIPS bill, and they actually got 16 senators to sign on to this thing. And I'm, you know, playing back and forth with it to some degree, but it looks a hell of a lot like corporate welfare to me, quite frankly. And, you know, I'm starting to pull away from the idea that you know, this is something we involved with. I think reducing regulations and allowing businesses to go out there and finance and grow and expand is the best way of doing things. I don't think just handing out money haphazardly. Now, I get it. Part of the issue is that these businesses are saying, well, we can't compete here in the United States because these other countries subsidize these industries. Well, you know, you can have some blowback in other ways, and this is part of the problem with some of these trade agreements and whatnot that we sign. They're not thought through properly. I mean, you get government subsidizing industries, it gives them unfair advantage. So guess what? These are things that should be repercussions for this, based upon sanctions or whatever it may be. You know, this is where you utilize tariffs.
Okay, now the Fed is said to be set for another big rate hike with the economy literally teetering on the edge again.
It's priced in. They already kind of telegraphed. I mean, I don't know if they're going to change, but they already said that they're looking like 75 basis points. Again, you know, priced into the market already. Obviously, if they decide to raise more, then, you know, definitely send the market into a tailspin on that type of news almost immediately. I mean, I think it would bounce back, but the immediate reaction would be a massive sell-off. And the opposite being true is if they only go 50 basis points. So we shall see. There's a lot of pressure being brought to bear. We do have a lot of Democrats out there that are none too happy about these interest rates coming up. Actually, Elizabeth Warren today in the Wall Street Journal had a piece, an editorial that she put out.
Now, the Israelis and their airline, LL, has now restored the Boeing 777s to service amid the rebound in the travel demand. So I guess we're going to see the 777s flying in and out of the U.S. on a regular basis now.
I'm not too familiar with you know, the planes that Israel uses, but travel is pretty. It's always been, well, they had some lockdowns over there as well. It's always been pretty consistent in the United States and Israel. You get a lot of American citizens that are going back and forth on a regular basis. I know this, you know, from living in New York and living in the city for a while. So they've always done just fine.
Now, I'm afraid to ask this question because of the source, but I have to. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. The United States economy is slowing down, but our country reportedly is not yet in a recession. And Janet Yellen yesterday said on national television, there's a path to avoid recession. Really?
Well, again, you know, the recession, it has to be called by these economists at the NBER in Massachusetts. So who knows if they're going to call it. The White House has been out claiming that, okay, if we get negative GDP growth this week, that's two quarters in a row, which is one of the major criteria for being in a recession. They're saying it's not a recession because the labor market is still very tight and unemployment is very low, and there's a point to be made there. But again, you know, we're splitting hairs with this stuff. We really are. I mean, it's enough. I mean, everybody sees what's going on, you know, right now in the economy. Everybody understands what they're paying for things. You know, again, do I think that we're, you know, going to hell in a handbasket as far as the economy is concerned? No. You know, I'm out and about. I see that the traffic on the roads and people are traveling, people are doing things. They're making adjustments. It's inflation that's really kicking everybody in the teeth.
Now, Donald Trump was in town Saturday to give a speech. Donald Trump Jr. before him Saturday. Charlie Kirk before him on Saturday. And it was like bang, bang, bang. You went from the third team to the second team to the first team. And each speech was better than the one before, if that's possible. But
I didn't listen to any of them. Sorry.
Oh, I'm telling you, it was amazing, especially Donald Trump Jr. If you don't listen to anything else, you need to listen to what he said. Now, Donald Trump Sr. said, now we are a bigger nation. He told the kids that.
A beggar nation?
A beggar nation.
Oh, sure. It was just, the Biden Saudi
yep.
trip
yep.
alluding to.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we're back to it. I mean, that's what we've been doing. We've done throughout most of our history when it comes to oil and OPEC and what's going on. And again, it is a sad state of affairs. There's no doubt about it. But again, it's all by design. This is what people voted for. This is what the left wants. They want this. They want prices to be high. They want energy prices to go up. They've always said this. So again, everybody's complaining about this stuff. Well, if you voted for it, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Do you have to have flood insurance up there where you live?
No. I'm right near the water, but I'm way up on a hill. So, no, it's not going to flood up here.
Okay. Well, I've got flood insurance because I'm in one of those zones, and it just went up a lot. And it's driven a bunch of people out of the market and said, no, we'll take our chances. But I tell you, I just shudder when I think of a lot of my neighbors. If something were to happen, and this could be the year, because it's been really strange, this could be the year that a lot of people get flooded. I hope not.
Yeah, I mean, it was against natural disasters. I know a lot of these flood insurance areas are subsidized by the government, and I'm going to be honest with you, I don't think that that's a good idea at all. I don't think government should be subsidizing home insurance. Your insurance on your house is part of the cost of owning a home.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's subsidized by the government, then, what it does is it overinflates the price of that home. And that's problematic. And a lot of the real estate lobbies out there, they like to mm-hmm. keep waterfront prices, at a certain level. Quite frankly, they don't want these prices to come down. And if flood insurance comes up, that's what's going to happen.
And finally, the WWE's Vince McMahon said he's retiring amidst misconducts of an investigation about him for misconduct.
Yeah, interesting. I heard something about it. I haven't really watched wrestling since I was little, so I haven't paid that much attention to it.
The only thing that's changed is the women are prettier.
Oh, I don't even know. I haven't even watched. I don't remember back when I was doing. I don't remember women doing it. I just remember.
No, they didn't.
Giant and Superfly Snuka. I remember there was the Iron Sheik and all those other ones.
Well, those guys as well as Conga are alive and well, and they work for Dave Moss. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sure.
All right, that's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. I'm not making that up. They do. Snuka and King Conga, they both work for Dave Moss.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.